Ukraine declares a nationwide emergency. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The vote by Ukrainian lawmakers comes after yesterday's vote in Moscow to authorize military force outside of Russia.
Ukraine was hit with both cyber attacks and bomb threats today as the country braces for war. A state of emergency is set to go into effect around midnight tonight. Fighting continues to erupt in eastern Ukraine with at least one soldier killed and six others injured from separatist shellings.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The Kremlin says rebels in separatist regions are asking for its help. U.S. officials say a full-scale Russian invasion appears imminent.
I'm told by a senior U.S. defense official, Russian military forces are, quote, as ready as they can be. 80% of their forces in forward positions. They are, quote, ready to go. Over the weekend, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Russia's forces were uncoiling. Today, we are told they are uncoiled in a ready position. Some are just 2 miles from the border.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Both the U.S. and European Union announcing more sanctions. President Biden targeting the company that built Russia's pipeline to Europe, Nord Stream 2, which is now on hold, as the White House faces questions about how high gas prices could go in the U.S.
He is going to do everything he can to reduce the impact on energy costs for the American people.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says all options are on the table with partners around the world to reduce impacts on oil markets. The fate of three former Minneapolis police officers in the hands of a federal jury deliberating since earlier today in the second trial over the death of George Floyd. Prosecutors say the officers accused of violating his civil rights chose to do nothing. The defense argued training was inadequate and that they deferred to the senior officer at the scene, Derek Chauvin, already convicted of murder in state court. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Opening statements and the first testimony at the trial of former police officer Brett Hankison, the only one charged in connection with the botched raid that led to Breonna Taylor's death in Kentucky.
Through hearing from those officers, you're going to discover that this scene was total chaos.
Defense attorney Stu Matthews says Hankison was doing his job. Prosecutors say he escalated the situation, endangering the safety of neighbors, with one of them, Cody Etherington, on the witness stand.
Just debris started going past my head, my face, which I pretty much knew, because I mean, I heard the shots, pretty much knew that it was gunfire coming through the wall.
Hankison is charged with wanton endangerment after firing his gun 10 times. Hundreds of flights canceled at busy Dallas-Fort Worth Airport because of an ice storm descending on the southern plains. Air travelers could be in for more disruptions later this week with heavy snow in the forecast for parts of the Northeast. Even though it fell on a Tuesday, yesterday was said to be a popular day for weddings because of the date. But it means even more for this North Carolina couple.
Talk about a memorable birthday. A couple in Burlington, North Carolina, welcoming their first child, a baby girl, on the 22nd day of the second month. 2/22/22 at 2:22 a.m. and in delivery room 2. Reps for Cone Health Alamance Regional Medical Center sharing a photo of Aberly and Hank Spear holding their daughter, Judah Grace. Calling it an extra special Tuesday, revealing Mom Aberly is a Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor, adding Judah means praise, and she is a blessing for her family.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Big sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow tumbled more than 400 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.